So if you come into shul and they already said kriyashma for Marv, they're up to Shmona Esrei, they're about to start Shmona Esrei, but you haven't said Birchos Kriyashma or anything yet, you should daven Shmona Esrei with them and then say Birchos Kriyashma afterwards. As opposed to in the morning where we would not say to do this, you need to say Shema beforehand, you need Smichas Gula Tefillah in the morning. At night, we're more makil regarding Smichas Gula Tefillah in order to have Tefillah B'Tzibur. So that's why we would say, again, if you come in late, better to have Tefillah B'Tzibur with the Tzibur and then say Birchos Kriyashma afterwards. So it's not only if you come in at, you know, Shmona Esrei, even if you come in when they're just saying Hashem Elokeichem Emes, if you know that by you starting now Birchos Kriyashma, there's no way you're going to get up to Shmona Esrei by the time they're up to Shmona Esrei, they'll already be in the middle by the time you're ready to start Shmona Esrei, so therefore it's better to daven Shmona Esrei with them, wait, and daven Shmona Esrei with them, and then say Birchos Kriyashma afterwards. As Mishnah Berurah says, is only if you're not going to have a minyan later. If you come in late, and there's a minyan that you're going to be able to daven with later, so obviously it would be better to do that, so you can get both Smichas Gula Tefila and Tefila B'Tzibur. But if that's not possible in this situation, so then get Tefila B'Tzibur, and don't have Smichas Gula Tefila. So if they are in the middle of Birchos Kriyashma, and you think that you will get up to Shmona Esrei by the time they get up to Shmona Esrei, but you will have to skip Baruch Hashem Li'olam, so then you should skip Baruch Hashem Li'olam in order to daven Shmona Esrei with them. Because there are some people who say not to say Baruch Hashem Li'olam anyway, and so in order to get Smichas Gula Tefila B'Tzibur and Smichas Gula Tefila, you should skip Baruch Hashem Li'olam in that situation. Mishnah brings from the Taz and Eli Rabbah who say that you should say Baruch Hashem Li'olam afterwards, if you're not going to say it then. So you should say it after Shmona Esrei. However, there are others who disagree and say you should not say Baruch Hashem Li'olam. So therefore, the maskar of the Mishnah Berurah is you should say Baruch Hashem Li'olam after Shmona Esrei, but don't say Yirineinu, so you don't say the bracha afterwards, since it could be you're not really supposed to be saying it. Anyways, that's just an important point to note regarding finishing up Baruch Hashem Li'olam. Siv Dalet, Achar Shomer Amo Yisrael, Omer Amen, Achar Berkas Atzmo, V'loyana Amen, Achar Berkas HaMelech, V'chvodo. So the Mechaber holds that you answer Amen after Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad to your own bracha. The Ramah says, though we Ashkenazim, we do not answer Amen to our own brachas, even Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. That's not our practice. Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, Seder Tefilas Arvis, Sif Aleph. Ein Shaliach Tzibur Chozer HaTefila B'Tefilas Arvis. There's no Chazar Sashatz by Marv. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because Tefilas Arvis is Rishus anyway. So you don't really need to say it, so therefore we don't require the Shaliach Tzibur to do Chazar Sashatz to be motzi anybody who's not able to say Shmona Esrei. And even nowadays, says Mishnah Berurah, where we've accepted it as a chova, still the minhag doesn't become so strong that it causes us to do Chazar Sashatz, so that's why there's no Chazar Sashatz by Marv. Ve'inofam al pneim lacha arvis, there's also no tachanan by Marv either. Simon Reish Lamaches, l'kbo itim l'torah balayla. Sif Aleph, Tzarech Lizar, Belimat Halayla, Yosir Mibishal Yom, Vahavavadla, Ancho Meruba. One should be careful to learn at night. Obviously, you should be careful to learn all the time. Whenever you have time, you should be learning. But the learning at night is more masugal for greater learning. And if you're Mavatal this, you get a great punishment. What that means to be Mavatal it, what else you're doing at night, it's obviously a discussion. But one should try to be Machshav their learning as much as possible at night.